Notre-Dame de Paris, also known as The Hunchback of Notre-Dame, by Victor Hugo. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Book 10, Chapter 1. Gringoire has many good ideas in succession. Rue de Bernardine. As soon as Pierre Gringoire had seen how this whole affair was turning, and that there would decidedly be the rope, hanging, and other disagreeable things for the principal personages in this comedy, he had not cared to identify himself with the matter further. The outcasts with whom he had remained, reflecting that, after all, it was the best company in Paris, the outcasts had continued to interest themselves in behalf of the gypsy. He had thought it very simple on the part of people who had, like herself, nothing else in prospect but Charmolue and Torturoux, and who, unlike himself, did not gallop through the regions of imagination between the wings of Pegasus. From their remarks he had learned that his wife of the broken croc had taken refuge in Notre Dame, and he was very glad of it, but he felt no temptation to go and see her there. He meditated occasionally on the little goat, and that was all. Moreover, he was busy executing feats of strength during the